We were halfway through the consent agenda item. I believe 862 is next. Carla, if I've got that right.
Yes.
Please read 862.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Prosper Portland for fiscal year 2017-18 economic development activities for a total of $6,021,910.
Very good. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And colleagues, if I could just make a brief introductory statement, this is already an issue which has been discussed in public forums as part of our budget process. This is actually the allocation of the general fund towards Prosper Portland for fiscal year 2017-18. So this is not a new item. This is the allocation. But with that little primer, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler. Commissioners, I'm Tony Barnes, Budget Officer, Prosper Portland. The item before you is that annual intergovernmental agreement between Prosper Portland and the City of Portland. It includes the core key funding for building inclusive economy, both ongoing funding, as mentioned in the budget process, as well as one-time funding identified. Of the total contract of $6 million, approximately $5.5 million represents the ongoing funding and about $480,000 in one-time funds that was allocated through the budget process. Included in the contract are specific performance measures that we report on through the bump process, as well as year-end reporting for specific performance measures.
Colleagues, any questions on this item? Public testimony?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet, but Mr. Lightning pulled it.
Did you want to make a statement?
I'm just here to answer questions.
Very good.
What he said.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and have a seat, and if there's any follow-ups, we'll bring you up. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, from the entrepreneurship and the innovation by the money that you're proposing and already have approved. I understand that. I agree with all the areas that you're going into. And one of the things, I guess, from my standpoint is that I had the reason why I pulled this, I had a little bit of an issue on one of your items here, which basically was on the small business working capital. The Small Business Working Capital Program is utilized to increase access to capital for small businesses. The aim of the program is to promote wealth creation for small-scale, low-income, immigrant, and/or minority-owned firms, target businesses who aim to grow their businesses as such resources are prioritized. Now, the only concern I had on this is that you had a number there of, and I think you know what I'm talking about, of 51,000, where on these other programs, the numbers were quite a bit higher. We're talking about a good amount of money that has been approved. And so I guess from my position, I'm hoping that this, to me, is such an important issue for the survival of these businesses, especially starting out and sustaining themselves. But we had such a low number there. And I'm hoping, number one, in the future, that number could increase. And maybe somebody here could explain why that number is so low to begin with when these other programs, as you can see, the numbers are quite a bit higher to begin with, and they have more businesses that are being provided this type of money. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know if there's a response from the team on that.
Well, thank you. In response to the question, that line item was reduced in the last two budget cycles. However, it is paired with other dollars. Prosper Portland has within its adopted budget for non-TIF funds to support the same programming. So there's, I think, several hundred thousand dollars in other non-general fund, non-TIF funds that it's paired with.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions, comments? Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaley?
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
One historical note. I believe at the end of the Adams administration, and it had an impact with the coming in of the Hales administration, that this council voted to convert one-time money for economic development at what is now called Prosper Portland to ongoing. It created a bit of a delta in then-Mayor Hales' first budget. But the idea was that we wanted Prosper Portland, then PDC, to have this very flexible general fund resource so they could do economic development citywide and not just in the 15% of the city governed by urban renewal districts. And so this is a commitment of general fund resources to economic development. And once upon a time, most of these dollars were one time, meaning they were quite vulnerable. So I was very pleased that we moved them to ongoing, and I'm pleased to support this ordinance. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.